Last week, we traveled to Craven Correctional Institution in Vanceboro to hear about the new Leash on Life program, where inmates are training shelter dogs for adoption. This week, we learn about Caledonia Correctional Institution's agricultural program, which continues to produce thousands of pounds of crops each year. Lee Jenkins has more on the self-sufficient prison farm in Halifax County and the impact it's had on the community.
The institution began as a state prison farm in the early 1890s. Over the years, it's expanded from a handful of wooden shacks on flooded farmland to a full-blown medium-security prison complex with its own cannery. The institution's never forgotten its roots, however. Farming is still a central part of the goings-on around the prison. As well as raising livestock, the prison boasts an impressive variety of crops. Prison Enterprises Director Philip Sykes.
We grow several crops that we can here to feed to the inmate population. We grow collards, turnips, sweet corn, depending on need, squash and sweet potatoes, soybeans, field corn, and we grow the daylilies for the Department of Transportation.
Most of the food grown on the 5,500-acre farm is preserved at the prison's cannery and distributed to other prisons throughout the state. On average, inmates can almost 6 million pounds of staple crops, corn, turnips, and collards per year. Other vegetables vary by acreage.
They drive tractors, plant, harvest, everything any farmer on the outside would do.
Farmers work in 8-hour shifts and are paid anything between 13 and 26 cents an hour. According to Sykes, raises and promotions are treated like they are outside of the prison.
It's based on their work ethic. It's really run just as any job there is. Somebody that deserves it will be moved up after they prove themselves for, I think, 30 days is what it is before you can give the step up.
Being a prison, there are some key differences. Lunch breaks tend to last longer, as the prisoners have to be accounted for and properly secured prior to returning to the field. They're also accompanied by one of 8 staff overseers.
Each supervisor will have a 10 to 15 man crew doing a specific project, so they're out there if they're hand-picking squash or planting soybeans, the inmates will be out there and the supervisor will be there in the field with them.
Occasionally, the prison will have a surplus harvest. When that happens, the food is donated to the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. Over the past 5 years, the prison has donated over 2 million pounds of food for needy and hungry people. Just this week, they sent in a shipment of sweet corn. Coordinator of Marketing and Public Affairs, Jennifer Caslin, says the prison's contributions are invaluable.
250,000 to 500,000 extra pounds a year is a lot of extra meals that are going out to people. And if we didn't have that, those extra meals would be missing, obviously, for those people. So it's very important.
120 of the over 500 prisoners work on the farm at any given time. Those that do are housed in a special cell block, more relaxed than the standard ones. During the off-season, they cultivate vegetables in one of the prison's greenhouses. Pictures of the prison farm can be found online at publicradioeast.org. I'm Lee Jenkins.